Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, according to a report just out this week by Fidelity International, the Singapore public are least aware of ESG investing in the region, with only 26% knowing what it is, while the majority, that's around 58%, have not heard of ESG investing. But that said, Singaporean savers and investors are the most interested in doing it in the near future in the Asian region, well, in comparison to our regional counterparts. To share more about this research, we're joined now by Jianhui Tan, Global Head of Stewardship and Sustainable Investing at Fidelity International. Jen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me, Rachel.
Our absolute pleasure to have you back on the show. So let's start off at home with those numbers here in Singapore, because, you know, we have seen a big push to go green here in Singapore. We've got the SG Green Plan, but your report found that those surveyed in Singapore are least familiar with ESG investing in comparison to our neighbours. 58% have said they've never even heard of it before. Are you surprised by this?
Not really, actually. I think the concept of ESG investing is actually fairly new to the public. You know, we've been talking about it a lot in institutional circles and financial circles. And so we think it's everywhere and it's very well understood. But I think the reality is that we need to do a lot more education to make the wider public aware of and comfortable with ESG investing as a concept. I think what I will say is that people are more familiar at this stage with concepts like climate change or sustainable living or recycling. So the real things that we're actually doing to personally align our lifestyles with sustainable living. But I don't think we really expected the public in any market to have a high awareness of ESG investing as a concept.
And that's an interesting point, Jen, because on the flip side, I think 75% of your respondents here in Singapore, they agreed that it's important to act responsibly and sustainably as investors. So would you say that what's holding them back is understanding how they can do that? Link the two together.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, Rachel. Singaporean respondents into the survey actually expressed the most positive attitudes across all the markets in terms of money and sustainability. So 75% agreed that it is important we act responsibly and sustainably as investors. And 66% said, I want to make sure that my money isn't having a negative impact on the world. And I think they were also amongst the most likely across all the markets to say that the pandemic has made me realize the importance of living more sustainably. So I think while this indicates that the appetite for sustainable investing is clearly growing, 56% of the public still feel they lack the tools and the information to start to save responsibly and invest responsibly. And 44% don't know how to select ESG funds and investments. And so there is still a big gap to be bridged between that interest and the adoption of ESG investing. I think this is being addressed. So you can see recently moves by the MAS to try to promote ESG as a center for asset management industry. And I think you can see that broadly reflected in the Singapore government's green plan as well. But I would say that lack of information and tools is a universal issue across Asia, not just in Singapore. That was cited as a key barrier to beginning their investing journey.
So what needs to be done next then? I mean, you mentioned some of the initiatives that are currently taking place here in Singapore, but you also mentioned that this is a wider issue, lack of tools. How do you see this changing? What are the next steps that need to be taken for these two areas to really be bridged?
So when we ask Singaporeans what the top ESG issues they care about the most are, so the top two choices they say are sustainable living, consumption and behavior, that's 48%, and climate change, 44%. So really, I think what that's saying is that the primary ESG concerns for investors in Singapore are climate change and issues relating to the power of the consumer in the circular economy. And then we took that one step further and we asked what type of ESG issues Singaporeans care about the most when it comes to the businesses that they interact with. And the top three were reducing waste and pollution, sustainable use of natural resources, and stopping climate change. So again, what that is telling us is that they have a very strong awareness of the environmental impact of the companies that they interact with. And this, in our view, feeds into the kinds of topics that they would have the most interest in when they consider ESG investing.
We're speaking to Jianhui Tan, Global Head of Stewardship and Sustainable Investing at Fidelity International. So, Jen, just on the back of those trends, how do you see this shaping corporate action then to attract these potential investors?
So corporates in Singapore are actually quite advanced relative to the broader Asian market when it comes to promoting and championing their ESG issues and their ESG causes. And I think we've had many conversations with institutions around Singapore, and we can see that many of them are trying to align their corporate values with doing good for the broader society through the business. I think one sector that has done notably very well is the banking sector in Singapore, where they have taken real steps in setting out their approach to climate change, better reporting under international frameworks like the TCFD, ultimately setting net zero targets, ceasing the financing of new coal projects in Asia, for example. So I think all of this is happening in a really positive way. And I think these companies are going to be well positioned for what we expect will be a gradual pivot in the public awareness around ESG and ESG investing. But of course, there are others that haven't thought about it enough yet, or haven't yet articulated how they will promote ESG through their business. And really, our message for those companies, now is really the time to get cracking. Companies in sectors like agriculture, like the palm oil sector, where there is still a lack of transparency in many ways, a lack of clarity around issues like human rights and modern slavery. I think, you know, we need to see more focus on companies in that sector.
So how do you see this all shaping out in the year ahead then, Jen? I mean, half of Singaporeans, as you've mentioned, have already taken action to make a positive change, while 34% are planning to do so this year. What do you expect to happen in the next 6 months?
So I'm very optimistic, actually, about the next 6 months and then the 6 months after that as well. I think COVID-19 has really heightened the awareness of sustainability for the public, and this is a trend that we continue to expect to accelerate. So according to our survey results, 57% of Singaporeans say they've already taken action to make a positive change in the wake of COVID-19. And the majority of these would be lifestyle actions like reducing food or water waste, reducing their plastic usage, and so on. And I think the other thing that we're finding encouraging is that 26% of them have said that they have started to invest or to save in a sustainable way as a result of the pandemic. And this is also a great first step. So I think as awareness continues to grow and as consumers get more choices about their options in the ESG investing space, choices that will align with their values and their financial objectives, I think it's very likely that we'll see this trend continue to grow.
Wonderful. Well, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and share all of those updates from your latest report.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jianhui Tan, Global Head of Stewardship and Sustainable Investing at Fidelity International. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.